Blackstone presents 4 Minutes, a thriller by Brian Andrews and Jeffrey Wilson. This book is read by Ray Porter. For Peter and Marcus, whose friendship and vision helped bring this story into existence. Prologue. Section 60, Arlington National Cemetery, Arlington, Virginia, 1538 local time. Pat Moody sighed as he trudged down the wet grass between the long rows of perfectly symmetrical grave markers toward the lone figure standing in front of the headstones. Head bowed as usual. Of course, the grave has to be at the end of the damn row. It was a hike to Section 60 from the visitor's center, and he felt more than annoyed at having to be here at all. His irritation was driven partly by his exhaustion. He'd landed back in D.C. from his trip to the aircraft carrier only hours ago, and he had way too much shit to do, including getting a few hours of sleep. But he found meetings annoying on his best day. First, he was perfectly capable of sending update reports as events warranted, so being called out for an update was irritating at best, if not downright insulting. And second, they were well into the 21st century now, with myriads of encryption capabilities for voice and other forms of communications. But the man Moody was meeting, Brigadier General Travis Waltrip, still insisted on Cold War-era cloak-and-dagger meetings at the most inconvenient place in all of the Beltway. Despite Waltrip's trim athleticism and reputation for a sharp mind, such requests showed him for what he was, a friggin' dinosaur nearing extinction. Ironic that this man was the person in charge of America's most advanced technology-based task force. The gray sky let loose a few early dribbles of rain from the thickening clouds. The gods laughing at his situation, Moody decided. He stepped up beside General Waltrip, his boss and the head of Task Force Omega, a man who answered only to the Director of National Intelligence and the President. Moody imagined the number of people read even superficially into the program could be counted on one hand, if there were any more at all. I wonder just how much the President knows, Moody thought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?